It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the Book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The Book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The Book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The Book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The Book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the Book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the Book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Here, Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the Book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 5, part 1, verses 1 through 3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Here in Psalm 5, we see another superscription over the psalm. As stated before, these superscriptions are found throughout the book of Psalms, and they are part of the inspired text of Scripture. They are to be read as a part of Scripture and received as Scripture. This particular superscription speaks of a psalm that speaks of a prayer for judgment. To the chief musician upon Nehiloth, this speaks of a psalm concerning wind instruments, flutes, and other instruments of such like. It's a psalm of David. It's a mourning psalm, a psalm spoken after Psalm 4, for Psalm 4 was an evening psalm, a psalm of deliverance from David's enemies, and David giving thanks in an evening prayer as he was able to sleep in confidence and safety. Here in Psalm 5, he awakes in the morning with thanksgiving, giving God a morning prayer. Verse 1, we see he prays to the Lord. His first words are for the Lord to give ear to his prayer. These morning prayers are common throughout the book of Psalms. Psalm 88 verse 13 states, "But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee." Psalm 143 verse 8 states, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." We see this morning prayer common throughout the book of Psalms, and it speaks to starting our day. It speaks to trusting the Lord that He will lead us and guide us. It speaks to putting God first. Before we do anything, we should roll over on our knees and pray. Before we do anything in the day, we should acknowledge the Lord and trust Him to guide us, lead us, deliver us, protect us, provide for us, to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Scripture teaches they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Scripture states, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We, as Christians, are to be Spirit-led, Spirit-empowered, and Spirit-controlled. Verse 2 of Psalm 5 states, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Verse 2 speaks of my King and my God. My King, speaking of my Lord, my ruler. My King, speaking of relationship. My King, which speaks of deliverer. My God, speaking of the power to keep me throughout the day. And what a blessing it is for us to have access to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches that Jesus Christ sitteth on the right hand of God and maketh intercession for us. In this world of separation and non-access to those who are rulers, to those who are making policy in this world, we as believers have access by the grace of God to the King of Kings, to the throne room of the Lord. And Jesus invited us to access the Lord by stating, ask that your joy may be full. Verse number 3 specifically speaks of the morning prayer, in which Psalm 5 is, and the position of looking up to the Lord. Scripture teaches in John chapter 17, verse 1, that when Jesus prayed, he looked up. Mark chapter 6, verse 41, Jesus again prays and looks up into heaven. This speaks of humility. This speaks of honoring the Lord as the Lord. This speaks of honoring God as God. And mankind today refuses to look up. They will look to the left. They will look to the right. They will look to others. They will look to themselves. But mankind by nature in these last days are not looking up. I'm reminded of the scripture in the book of Exodus, how Moses attempted to deliver the children of Israel without the Lord and took it upon himself to slay one of the Egyptians. Scripture states he looked this way and he looked that way. He looked to the left, looked to the right to see if there were any that saw him. But Moses at that point did not look up. Oh, what a blessing it would be if we, as the individuals who proclaim that we love the Lord, would daily in the morning look up and acknowledge the Lord to lead us and to guide us, to watch over us, to protect us, to guide our steps down the path of righteousness. In this wonderful nation that we live in, the answer is not only to reduce the immobilizing national debt that we have by reducing the size and scope of government, but the number one thing we must do in this country is have a national revival to where we look up to the Lord for deliverance and restoration, to where we not only sing God bless America, that we also pray that we as America begin once again to bless God. Scripture teaches, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land. Scripture states, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. Verses 4 through 6. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Here in verses 4 through 6, we see God's character revealed toward the conduct of the wicked. Here we see that these are reasons that David began to pray in such earnest. Verse 4 speaks of the Lord not having any pleasure in the conduct of the wicked. Verse 5 speaks of the foolish and those that live a life of sin, not having an opportunity to stand with the Lord in the last days. Verse 6 speaks of leasing. This is falsehoods. Those that live a lie, those that speak lies, those who are living a double life, living one way on Sunday and another way during the week. Verses 4 through 6 speak of God's countenance and character towards the wicked. Scripture teaches in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13 states that God cannot look upon evil. Simply stated in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 through 8 states, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man soweth to the flesh, of the flesh shall he reap corruption. But if a man soweth to the Spirit, of the Spirit shall he reap life everlasting. Be not deceived. Those that are living a life contrary to the will of God, God is not pleased. And verses 4 through 6 simply state that they shall not dwell with the Lord. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 5, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.